Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie James. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Oliver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Sadecki. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Odell. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Billy Odell. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groat moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport takes first base on ball four. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davenport moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davenport moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Javier catches it and throws to first to double up McCovey. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. James reaches second base with a double. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is called out on strikes. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. James moves to third. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda has James trapped. There's the throw to Bailey and over to Davenport, who tags James for the out. Javier moves to second. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller strikes out. One out. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grote for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Boyer moves to second. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. James hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyer scores. Altman moves to second. It's 3-1, Giants. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Altman moves to third. James moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Davenport moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davenport moves to third. McCovey moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Davenport scores. McCovey moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou is walked intentionally. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCovey scores. Alou moves to third. It's 5-1, Giants. Diomedes Olivo now pitching. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Phil Galeano pinch hits for Diomedes Olivo. Phil Galeano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galeano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Giants. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. White reaches second base with a double. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Fanouk now pitching. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davenport hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pagan moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Stan Musial pinch hits for Charlie James. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial strikes out. One out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Giants will come to bat. Stan Musial now playing left field. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays strikes out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Harry Fanouk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanouk hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bailey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Altman hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pagan moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pagan tags and scores. Davenport tags and moves to second. One out. It's 6-2, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive towards short. Grote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Davenport scores. It's 7-2, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bailey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Javier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver is called out on strikes. One out. Karl Sawatzki pinch hits for Julian Javier. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki strikes out. Two outs. Duke Carmel pinch hits for Harry Fanouk. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cardinals 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dal Maxville now playing second base. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-3 in the game. Hiller strikes out. One out. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-2 in the game. Bolin takes first base on ball 4. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pagan for the out. Bolin moves to second. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Bolin scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Groat takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groat moves to second. Don Larson now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Boyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Groat scores. White goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Giants. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boyer moves to third. Jim Constable now pitching. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 2 in the game. Musial hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Pregenzer now pitching. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Oliver hits a line drive into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 8, and St. Louis Cardinals, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.